Kyle Harrison set a career high with 12 strikeouts. He tossed six innings of one-hit scoreless ball to lead the Brewers to a 5-0 win over the Pirates. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Harrison said he had a lot working.
I think just fastball command, you know, starting out, and then, you know, as the innings went on, I think it was just mixing a good amount of changeups. I mean, showed it early, so that was huge just to let him know I'm throwing it in the zone. And yeah, I thought the slider took a step forward today and was able to use that to expand out of the zone.
Brewers put an end to their four-game losing streak. No home runs for the crew on Sunday, making it seven straight games without a long ball. That's the most consecutive games without a home run since 1999. 2026 NFL draft came to a close in Pittsburgh. Packers went in with eight selections, and after a couple of trades, came away with just six players. General Manager Brian Gutekunst.
I'd like to think it's that we were letting the board talk to us, and that's what it kind of told us to do. And but yeah, I certainly would love more picks, more players. That's always kind of the preference, but I think that's the way it fell for us, and I think we acted appropriately.
For the first time in nearly five decades, Wisconsin Badgers didn't have any players selected in the draft. Badgers shut out in all 257 picks, marking their first year without any selection since 1978. However, a number of Badgers will still get a shot at the NFL as free agents. As of now, 14 players signed deals to join NFL rosters moving forward. Milwaukee Admirals season came to an end on Sunday, falling 2-1 to Manitoba in the Calder Cup playoffs. Admirals fell 2-1, losing that best 2-3 series 2-1. Midwest League on Sunday, Wisconsin beat Fort Wayne 8-0, Beloit down Great Lakes 7-6. NBA playoff action, Toronto beat Cleveland 93-89, Boston 128, Philadelphia 96, San Antonio down Portland 114-93, it was Houston 115, the Lakers 96. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.